must reach to your little standard, then we can become interested in spiritual life. It's an envious position.
Mm-hmm.
It's an envious position. The material platform, they're thinking, you've gotten so much, now you can afford to practice this. We cannot afford such practice.
It is a luxury. It is not a necessity. Is it not?
Yes. After the material luxury, then you have this.
But why the Indians? They are not like Americans. You find in India still millions of people who go to the Kumbh Mela. Torn cloth, they are not like American preachers. Why they take? India is well known for my discipline. So why almost 99% people, they are after Krishna consciousness, naturally. Still they go, I mean, there is Kumbh Mela. So many saintly persons are coming. They will come by that. Have you seen? You have seen Kumbh Mela? You have seen? That is the proof. Not only rumor, in Vrindavan, just like in our temple, the recent devotee jumped back. Why they are coming to Vrindavan? Mostly they are coming from villages, especially during this time, at least 20,000, 50,000 they are coming daily. Still, we held Hare Krishna festival in Calcutta, Bombay, Madras. As soon as it is advertised, in fact, 15,000, 20,000 men. They will be ordered for weeks they will come. You have seen? They are not like American rich. They are all poverty. To the generalized, they are poverty. Kumbh Mela, you see, Vidhar and Vrindavan, or even in big cities like Calcutta, Bombay, such festivals are held, people will come by town. This boy is taking three times back, chanting hymns. It is training and culture. And if he is kept in this culture, in future he will be a great saintly person. Then he will do everything automatically. He will deliver others. This training.
One of those movie projectors in the those ones in the small suitcase with all the films. They were just testing it. They were just testing it downstairs.
We are planning to have to show a movie tonight for the guests. A new movie that is made about Vrindavan, New Vrindavan. When our other guests arrive, we will show it. At about 8 o'clock. Would you like also to see the game, Srila Prabhupada, or should we show it?
I have no objection. Where it will be shown?
They can show it anywhere.
Anywhere. We can show it here, if you have.
Then maybe.
Those little boxes, they also, apart from showing on the screen, they project onto the wall as well, if you want.
This is Ali. He was living with us for about 4 months and chanting 16 rounds. Then he was taken, the army took him.
A little bit of army took him, plus a little bit of Maya. He's a very sincere, nice boy.
Dog. Letting go of chanting.
Yes.
Chanting cannot be checked any place. What is your inquiry, are there?
What is your further inquiry? Inquiry.
Thank you.
our letters, Vrindavan report is very encouraging. He has used the word jump-packed. They are selling good number of magazines, books, prasadam. Guest house is also filled up. Now you have festival going on night. What is your father?
I'm thinking to ask him to. Let's
spiritual masters.
There
have been very few of them.
Yeah. Point of this verse, Manushanam Sahasyasu Kachit Dharasi.
Manushanam sahasrishu kaschit yatati siddhaye yatatam ati siddhanam kaschit mam veti tatpataho.
Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. There are various grades of men, and out of many thousands, one may be sufficiently interested in transcendental realization to know what is the self, what is the body, and what is the absolute truth. Generally, mankind is simply engaged in the animal propensities, namely eating, sleeping, defending, and mating, and hardly anyone is interested in transcendental knowledge.
Well, this going on, you cannot talk, then the attention will be diverted. You can later on explain. Go.
The first six chapters of the Gita are meant for those who are interested in transcendental knowledge, in understanding the self, the super-self, and the process of realization by Jnana Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and the discrimination of the self from matter. However, Krishna can only be known by persons who are in Krishna consciousness. Other transcendentalists may achieve impersonal common realization, but this is easier than understanding Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Person, but at the same time, he is beyond the knowledge of Brahman and Paramatma. The yogis and jnanis are confused in their attempts to understand Krishna, although the greatest of the impersonalists, Sripad Shankaracharya, has admitted in his Gita commentary that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But his followers do not accept Krishna as such, for it is very difficult to know Krishna, even though one has transcendental realization of impersonal Brahman. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, the cause of all.
The subject matter itself is difficult. Therefore, ordinary person or a little advanced person cannot understand it. And unless one is fully aware of Krishna, one cannot become spiritual master. The subject matter itself is difficult. Therefore you don't find many spiritual masters.
Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the primeval Lord Govinda. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhya Govinda, Sarvakarana Karana. It is very difficult for the non-devotees to know him. Although non-devotees declare that the path of bhakti or devotional service is very easy, they cannot practice it. If the path of bhakti is so easy, as the non-devotee class of men proclaim, then why do they take up the difficult path? Actually, the path of bhakti is not easy. The so-called path of bhakti, practiced by unauthorized persons without knowledge of bhakti, may be easy, but when it is practiced factually according to the rules and regulations, the speculative scholars and philosophers fall away from the path. Srila Rupa Goswami writes in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhim Vina Akanta Akantaki Akantiki Harera Bhaktir Utpatayaya Vakalpate. Devotional service of the Lord that ignores the authorized Vedic literatures, like the Upanishads, Puranas, Narada Pancharatra, etc., is simply an unnecessary disturbance in society. It is not possible for the Brahman realized impersonalist or the Paramatma realized yogi to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the son of Mother Yashoda or the charioteer of Arjuna. Even the great demigods are sometimes confused about Krishna. Muyanti yat suraya, mam tu veda na kashtana. No one knows me as I am, the Lord says. And if one does know him, then samahatma sabhulava. Such a great soul is very rare. Therefore, unless one practices devotional service to the Lord, he cannot know Krishna as he is, tattvata, even though one is a great scholar or philosopher. Only the pure devotees can know something of the inconceivable transcendental qualities in Krishna, in the cause of all causes, in his omnipotence and opulence, and in his wealth, fame, strength, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation, because Krishna is benevolently inclined to his devotees. He is the last word in Brahman realization, and the devotees alone can realize him as he is. Therefore it is said, Atak Sri Krishna Nama Dinava Vedrayam Indriya Sevan Muke Hiji Vado Swayame Vaspura Chadra. No one can understand Krishna as he is by the blunt material senses, but he reveals himself to the devotee, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving service unto him.
Ajahn? What is the meaning of this?
Allah, God is great, God is great, God is great. God is greater than can be ever described. I accept and witness that God is one and there is no other partner or any
competitor
to him. I witness that Muhammad is the is the prophet of God, is the
representative
of God. I witness and accept Ali as Muhammad's representative.
Who is Ali?
Ali is representative of Muhammad.
Oh.
He is
then
son of Muhammad.
Say namaz. This is an invitation for namaz, glorification of God. This azan is an invitation for glorification of God.
Inviting everyone, come.
Inviting everyone to come
and
say and glorify God. It's said five times a day. Come and be truthful and remain fortunate, remain truthful and stick to the right path. In the best activity, which is praise of the Lord. The highest form of activity, which is praise of the Lord. This is azan.
It's very good.
Very nice.
Very nice. There is.
Nobody hears it.
Jang Brahma Bhagavan in Sanskrit. Jang Brahma Bhagavan Rudra. Sannanti di bai sabai vedai sagna pada prama parisadai gayanti gang savaga dena avastita dadgati navanasa patsanti gang jubhira tatsantam ravidu surasurugara divaya tasmai namaha very prayer jatsantam ravidu surasurugana Rasa Antam, the glories of the Lord, unlimited. So nobody can go to the limit of his glorification, either the Sura or Asura. The demons are the demigods, nobody can reach. But he is glorified by the demigods like Janana Brahma, Brahma, Lord Brahma, Shiva, Guru, the predominating deity of air, fire, Lord Brahma, everyone worships him. Jang Brahma, Brahma, Rudra, Sunandi, Dibbai, Savai, by glorified prayer and Gayanti Jana Samaga, Vedai, Sangha, Padak, Upakkar, Upanishadai, by Vedic hymns, by Upanishad, by Vedic literature, Gayanti Jang Samaga, Dhyanavasthita Tadgati Namanasa Paschanti Jang Yogina. The yogis in meditation try to find out him within the core of the heart. Tasantangana Vidhu Sura Sudana Diva Yudasma Yama. It depends in the action. Depend is in action.
Yes.
So for prayer is concerned, God is great, accepted, either by the Christian or the Mohammedan or the Hindus or the followers of Vedic principle. Now, God is great, glorify Him, and that is the business of human life, that they are not taking. Practically, that is the difference. That is to be done. Athaka Brahma Jigyasa. Brahma Jigyasa. Brahma means the great. Vyaktat, Vinyanaktat, Iti, Brahma. Brahma means the greatest. Now, here we get the information, God is great. So, naturally, one should be inquisitive to know how He is great. That is human life. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. It's like if I introduce, here is a gentleman, very rich. So naturally the next inquiry is, how is he rich? What is the position that he is very rich? These inquiries are natural. If I simply remain satisfied by hearing that he is rich, that is also good. You have got some respect. But if you know how he is rich, to the what extent he is rich, then your respect will be increased.
Your love also.
Yeah, if I understand that he is rich, I may consider, well, I have got $1,000. They may have $100,000, that's all. But if you understand that he has got millions and millions of dollars, then you will appreciate, sorry. Then your regard for him will increase. That is not being done. Stereotype. God is great. How he is great? To what extent he is great? What is his greatness, activities? If you will know more and more, then your regard for God will increase. But that's the analogy. Simple, officially, God is great, God is great. No jigyasa, no inquiry. Athāta brahma jigyasa. One should be inquisitive. Jigyasu se uttamam. Tasmāt guruṁ prapadyata. Jigyasu se uttamam. One who has become inquisitive of the uttamam, the most exalted subject matter, he requires a guru. Otherwise, who will answer his inquiries? Tasmāt guruṁ prapadyata jigyāsu. If he is not jigyāsu, what is the need of guru? And where is the question of advancement? He must be jigyasu. And that is, people are not interested. Officially, go to church, go to mosque, go to temple and do something, then lock it and go to your own business and do whatever you like. No discrimination, but not serious. Not very serious. One who is serious will inquire. Otherwise, the formula is all right. God is great, there is no more greater than him. And inquire, I am great. Therefore, society is required, association is required to inquire. Satan prasangatmo bhija sangira bhavan virit karna rasayana kathaye. There is need of association for discussing how God is great. That is needed. Jigyasu sre uttamam. Unless one is inquisitive. Sarmaji, you can come here.
Not
yet. That is the simply we should not remain satisfied to understand. That is not proper understanding. Officially, God is there. Try to inquire how great He is, why He is great. Then your regard for God, your devotion for God will increase. And because we do not inquire how God is great, therefore cheap God certainly. Any rascal is as God. Because we do not know actually what is God. But if you inquire about God, if you go through the shastras, as it is stated in the Brahma Sangita, within second we are having 2-3 meetings. So, within the breathing period, a Mahavishnu, innumerable universes are coming out. This is greatness. How great is God? It is some idea. That within the breathing period, innumerable universes are coming. We cannot conceive of one universe, but we get the information that innumerable universes are coming out during the breathing period. Jasyaita nisyasita kalam athavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadannana. That Mahavishnu, jasya kalavishesha, part and plenary portion, Govinda Mahavibhusam Samadhyam. So when you speak all these things, they will take it mathematically. And if chief God comes, we will accept. This is the point.
Yes, sir.
Do not try to understand that actually God is great. How great He is. That is called Kupamandukna, Dr. Frog's philosophy. Dr. Frog is within the well, 3 feet length and breadth. He is thinking this is the ultimate reservoir of water. And when he is informed there is Atlantic Ocean, he simply calculates, all right, this is 3 feet, it may be 6 feet, or it may be 7 feet, or I come on 10 feet, he is going away. So God is not like that, within our calculation. The Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna was speaking about the Vibhuti Yoga, he was speaking, I am this amongst these. Find out this Vibhuti Yoga, 12th chapter.
You want the last verse?
No, go on. But he said, I am this among this, like that.
Just English?
Yeah.
I am the Self, O Buddha Akesha. Seated in the hearts of all creatures, I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of all beings. Of the Adityas, I am Vishnu. Of lights, I am the radiant sun. I am Marichi of the Maruts, and among the stars, I am the moon. Of the Vedas, I am the Samaveda. Of the demigods, I am Indra. Of the senses, I am the mind. And in living beings, I am the living force, knowledge. Of all the Rudras, I am Lord Shiva. Of the Yakshas and Rakshasas, I am the Lord of Wealth, Kubera. Of the Vasus, I am fire, Agni, and of the mountains, I am Meru. Of priests, O Arjuna, know me to be the chief, Brihaspati, the lord of devotion. Of generals, I am Skanda, the lord of war, and of bodies of water, I am the ocean. Of the great sages, I am Rigu. Of vibrations, I am the transcendental Om. Of sacrifices, I am the chanting of the holy names, Japa. And of immovable things, I am the Himalayas. Of all trees, I am the holy fig tree, and amongst sages and demigods, I am Nara. Of the singers and of the gods, Gandharvas, I am Chittaratta, and among perfected beings, I am the sage Kapila. Of horses, to know me to be Uttashrava, who rose out of the ocean, born of the elixir of immortality. Of lordly elephants, I am Airavata, and among men, I am the monarch. Of weapons, I am the thunderbolt, among cows, I am the Saravi, givers of abundant milk. Of procreators, I am Kundarpa, the god of love, and of serpents, I am Vasuki, the chief. Of the celestial Naga snakes, I am Ananta. Of the aquatic deities, I am Varuna. Of departed ancestors, I am Aryama, and among the dispensers of law, I am Yama, the lord of death. Among the Daitya demons, I am the devoted Prahlad. Among subduers, I am Time. Among the beasts, I am the lion. Among birds, I am Garuda, the feathered carrier of Vishnu. Of purifiers, I am the wind. Of the wielders of weapons, I am Rama. Of fishes, I am the shark. And of flowing rivers, I am the Ganges. Of all conditions, I am the beginning, the end, and also the middle, O Arjuna. Of all sciences, I am the spiritual science of the self. Among logicians, I am the conclusive truth. Of letters, I am the letter A. And among compounds, I am the dual word. I am also inexhaustible time. And of creators, I am Brahma, whose manifold faces turn everywhere. I am all-devouring death, and I am the generator of all things yet to be. Among women, I am fame, fortune, speech, memory, intelligence, faithfulness, and patience. Of hymns, I am the Brihatsama, sung to the Lord Indra. And of poetry, I am the Gayatri verse, sung daily by Brahmins. Of months, I am November and December, and of seasons, I am flower-bearing spring. I am also the gambling of cheats, and of the splendid, I am the splendor. I am victory, I am adventure, and I am the strength of the strong. Of the descendants of Vrishni, I am Vasudev, and of the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. Of the sages, I am Vyas, and among great thinkers, I am Ushanam. Among punishments, I am the rod of chastisement, and of those who seek victory, I am morality. Of secret things, I am silence, and of the wise, I am wisdom. Furthermore, Arjuna, I am the generating seed of all existences. There is no being, moving or unmoving, that can exist without me. O mighty conqueror of enemies, there is no end to my divine manifestations. What I have spoken to you is but a mere indication of my infinite opulences. Know that all beautiful, glorious, and mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. For what need is there, O Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe.
Yes, this is good. No, we should not simply be satisfied God is there. We must try to know how great He is. Then our God consciousness will be picked up. Is that right?
It's very beautiful.
That people are not interested. Only officially chanting, God is there. That's very business. You try to understand. Adhāda brahma jigyāsa. This is Vedanta Sutra. Jigyāsa, go, inquiry. Be inquisitive. Jigyāsu se uttama. Tasmāt guruṁ prabhatteta. Jigyāsu se uttama. So one should be inquisitive. That is human life. And as soon as you become inquisitive, you become aware of God more and more, then your devotion increases. That is one.
It is also said that you have a blind faith.
Blind faith?
You should have a faith in your God. But when you are inquisitive and you keep asking more and more and more.
And who says that you keep blind faith?
In
who
God,
says?
You should have faith.
Huh?
In God, should have faith.
That is God. It is not blind faith. God is there, you have to accept. It is not blind.
Means give up, give everything, surrender, which yeah. You were talking day before yesterday. When we surrender, that means we don't ask any question.
Yeah.
So when we are inquisitive, then we ask more questions. How do we blend these two things together?
Blind, no. God says that idam te gyanam prakyatam. Guhyam guhyataram maya. Find out me.
Idam te guhyatmam pravishyami.
No, idam te jnanam prakhyatam.
Chapter 18.
Jaidam Pranam
Gunyam.
Iti te gyanam akyatam guyaturam maya vimrishyatad asheshanam yatech chasita thakuru.
So there is no question of blind faith. Here it is said that I have explained to you the knowledge, confidential and most confidential. Now you consider about it and after due consideration, then do whatever you like. But if you actually appreciate that there is God, here is Krishna. So whatever he is saying, it is all right. Sarva metam vitam manne. There is no harm, even if you accept his word blind. There is no harm. But otherwise, if you don't like to follow blindly, then consider what is instructed. And then whatever you like, you can do. Both ways are there. But if you have faith in God, God is saying this, I must do it. That blind faith is as good. Although it is blind faith, it is the fact. Actually, it is not blind faith. It is full faith in God. God is speaking this, I will accept. So Mahatma should know. That is the position of Mahatma. Although such Mahatmas are very rare, but one who accepts this fact that God is speaking, so let me accept it, without any consideration. That is as good as you accept. If gold is real, something real gold is offered to you, you accept it blindly or by checking it, the result is the same.
But being inquisitive again accepting.
Then inquisitive means one who does not accept that here is a person giving me gold, he is very good man, he will not cheat me. Then you accept. But if you have no such faith, then you check it. But real gold, either you take in blind faith or by checking, the result is the same. Now it is up to you. If you believe Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as he says, he is the Supreme Person. Matta parataram nanna kinti jasti dharanja. That's a fact. But if you don't believe it, then check and consider upon a statement and then accept. Two ways are there. Why people are misled? They do not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality. They are taking Bhagavad Gita in their own way. So, why they should take Bhagavad Gita in their own way? That is not good. If you want to speak something better than Bhagavad Gita, you speak separately. Why you misinterpret Bhagavad Gita? Our preaching process is that you take Bhagavad Gita's instruction, that is perfect, and you will be happy. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. Don't try to interpret it. Don't try to exact some meaning of your choice. No, that is not good. You take it as it is, you will be. Now, if you take it, that is spoken by Bhagavan, Swayam, that it is blind faith. It may be blind faith, but it is right. If you don't want, then Krishna says, iti te jnanam prathyatam gaya gaya karam maya. Then you check it by your knowledge. Yate chasi kathātu. Both ways. You can accept. We have to follow Mahajana. Our knowledge is always scanty. So, Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. That is the way. Tarka pratishtha. Tarka by argument, you will never come to the conclusion. Sutta eva bibhinna. There are shastras for different persons in different ways they are presented. So they appear to be contradictory from one another. Not contradictory, at least different from one another. Sutayo bibhinya. Naso manijasya matam na bhinnam. And a great philosopher is not a great philosopher, he does not present a different view. So therefore, the spiritual essence is very confidential. Dharmasatattam nihitam guhaya. Therefore we have to follow the Mahāja, great personality. That is the system, Vedic system, Guru Parampara. So that Parampara is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Mahājana. Krishna says, Imam Rajan Sayo Vidhu, Rajan Sri Mahajan. Mahajans are explained also. They are like Prahlad Maharaj, he is Mahajan, Bali Maharaj, Mahajan, Brahma Mahajan, Narad Mahajan, Lord Shiva Mahajan, Bali Vayasuki Vayam, Janak Maharaj. So you have to follow them. Mahajana Jinagata Sapantha. That is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Evam Parampara Prasam, Evam Rajan Sayogi. So, there is no question of blind faith. If we follow the Mahajana example of the authorities, then our life is successful. And Guru means he is Mahajana or follower of Mahajana. So we have to select the Mahajana process according to our process. We follow the Brahma Sampradaya. And Brahma is one of the Mahajana. Brahma has his disciplic succession. Parampara. Brahma's disciple is Narada. Narada's disciple is Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva's disciple is Subhadeva Goswami. In this way, we come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciple, the six Goswamis. Then others. Then our Guru Maharaj. But the same thing we are speaking. Mahajana Jina Gatasapanta. We are not manufacturing anything. That is the Guru Parampara system. And if we follow strictly the line of Mahajana, then there is no question of mistake. It is not blind faith. The superiors are following. And we are also following. Of course, there are books, there are everything. Jyotish-sriti, Purana-adi, Panchiratri, Kimini. Everything is there. So there is no question of being mistaken. The guide is there. The spiritual master is there. So there is no difficulty. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Mahajana Jina Gatasya Pantha. That is the best way. Follow the Mahajana. Unfortunately, the Mahajans, without following Mahajana, everyone is becoming Mahajana in his own way. And that is being supported. That you manufacture your own way of spiritual progress, that is all right. That is dangerous. That is dangerous. And that is going on. You can manufacture in your own way. And there are thousands of coming manufacturing their own way, inspiring the world. That is it. Otherwise, there is no to begin. Mahajana Dina Vata Sapanta. We are therefore requesting people that don't be misled. Here is the greatest Mahajan, Krishna himself. He follows his instruction. It is very easy. There is no complication. This is our propaganda. But we don't make any compromise. Why shall I make compromise? If we are presenting the right thing, why shall I make compromise with something wrong? Boliye sanna. If we are confident that we are presenting the right thing, why shall I make compromise with the wrong thing? आज आप कुछ नहीं बोलते हैं क्या
बात
है
सुन रही
हूँ आप यू आर इंटेलिजेंट यू कैन से इफ आई एम सेइंग समथिंग रॉन्ग has been inspired by interpreting wrongly Krishna's word. Bharat Bhumi, Punna Bhumi, is still thousands and millions. If there is Kumbh Mela, millions of men are coming. Whenever we hold some Krishna consciousness meeting, daily 20,000, 15,000, 30,000 men come. The spirit is there. Unfortunately, that is being artificially depressed. It cannot be done. The Punna Bhumi, Bharat Bhumi, it is gone. But the unfortunate thing is that the clear thing is there and that is being misinterpreted and people are misled. That is difficult.
जीव को किस बात का ज्ञान हो जाए कि स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ लीड करने से मुझे ये लाभ होगा तभी वो मटेरियल लाइफ को छोड़ने के लिए तैयार
होगा तो इतना मूर्ख हो गया वो जानता ही नहीं उसका किस तरह से लाभ होगा और ना तो जानने को लिए तैयार नहीं भगवद गीता में बताते हैं कि मनुष्यानाम सहस्रेषु कश्चित् जगति सिद्धः तो क्या बताते हैं दे आर नॉट इंटरेस्टेड दे आर सिंपली इंटरेस्टेड इट ईट ड्रिंक बी मिलियन डॉलर यू आर टेलिंग व्हाट the first of all, let us become rich like Americans, then we shall talk of Krishna. When they go to preach about Krishna consciousness, the people say that we shall think of Krishna later on. In India also they say that we are now poverty stricken. Let us first of all become rich and then we shall think of Krishna. They say that. They are not interested. They think to become rich is more than understanding Krishna. That is the problem. Because they are not interested. They say frankly that we are not interested. Why do you bother us? They say, why do you bother? Why do you come here to preach Krishna Bhava? How much difficulty you can just understand. They are not ready to hear about it. And our leaders say, all these ashtras now throw away the water.
Do you think deep-rooted Indian culture and religion will ever have a sort of degradation, or will it continue?
Because if you remain like animals, it will continue. If you become human being, actually, then it will stop. But we want to continue as animals. That is the present position. The present civilization is based on animal platform. Dasyatu buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhik kalapta dhishu bhavamujyati jatitha buddhi salilena karhiti janesu avigya saiva gokhara. Gokhara. Gokhara means animal. Go means cow, khara means ass. So jasyatu buddhi kunapeti dhatuke. Anyone who is thinking that I am this body composed of copper with the wine. Saiva Gopa. Isn't it? Now we analyze everyone. Everyone is thinking that I am this body. I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am this, I am that. All the bodily concepts. So if you continue this bodily concept of life, then you remain animal. And if you take Krishna's instruction, Krishna's first instruction is, I know this verse, asachyananusuchastangpradhyavadhansubhata. Katasunagatasunsa, nanusuchasdi pandita. This is Pandit, who does not think seriously about this body. He is Pandit. And everyone is thinking seriously about this body. Then who is Pandit? Or Saiva Gokhara, or cows and asses. If you keep yourself as cows and asses, then where is civilization? Where is advancement? And now this is not.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Sochananda Sochastam Pradyavadam Subhasa Se Gatasuna Gatasumstha Nanu Sochanti Pandita. The Blessed Lord said, while speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor the dead.
Perfect.
The Lord at once took the position of the teacher
and chastised the student, calling him indirectly a fool. The Lord said, "You are talking like a learned man, but you do not know that one who is learned, one who knows what is body and what is soul, does not lament for any stage of the body, neither in the living nor in the dead condition. As it will be explained in later chapters, it will be clear that knowledge means to know matter and spirit and the controller of both." Arjuna argued that religious principles should be given more importance than politics or sociology, but he did not know that knowledge of matter, soul, and the supreme is even more important than religious formularies. And because he was lacking in that knowledge, he should not have posed himself as a very learned man. Yes.
He was posing himself as a body. He should not consider himself as a learned man. Nam shochanti pandita. Then?
As he did not happen to be a very learned man, he was consequently lamenting for something which was unworthy of lamentation. The body is born and is destined to be vanquished today or tomorrow. Therefore, the body is not as important as the soul. One who knows this is actually learned, and for him there is no cause of lamentation, regardless of the condition of the material body.
The people are not aware of this thing, neither they are interested to know that the soul is more important than the body. This is the beginning of our Gita. Still, they are placing themselves as learned scholar in Bhagavad Gita, but sticking to the body. And one who is sticking to the bodily concept of life is no better than Saiva Gokara. The whole civilization is going on this understanding of body. And then Krishna begins that instruction, Dehinasmin yatha dehi kumara yogana ujara tatha dehantara prati. That is very vividly explained, that the soul is important because it is eternal. Na hanna te hanna vane sarire. Don't think by the end of the body the soul is all ended. It continues and it accepts another body. Tatha dehantara prati. Dhira sattva navunya. So who is caring for this knowledge? Suppose I have got to, it is a fact, we have to change this body. But what body I am going to change? Who is considering? He is thinking of this body. But he has to change. The science is there, but nobody is caring to know it. And still they are proud of their education. And Krishna condemns. Nanu suchanti pandita. So they are keeping themselves on the bodily concept of life and posing themselves as pandit. This is it. A person identifying himself with the body is Gokhara, and he is posing himself as pandit. This is it. The whole education is to realize that I am not the body. I am soul. I am Brahmasmi. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. Then he will be happy. Nasodadena kaanthati samasarvishu madhvakti lavate para. Everything is there. You cannot become a learned scholar a learned leader on from the platform of Gokhara. That is the defect. Tathadehantara prakti, this is the person instruction. Who is thinking that what next body I am going to accept? Nobody is interested. They say, after finishing the body, everything is finished. And Bhagavad Gita says, Naranate, Hanumani, Sarire, then what kind of pandit is? Bhagavad Gita says, Naranate, Hanumani, Sarire, Nitta, Naj, Najayate, Namriyate, Vakadati. And soul is immortal. Antavattu ime deha. The Sarire is Antavattu. Perishable, nitya sukta sharirina. Who is considering this? If I am eternal, if I am not going to die, even after the annihilation of the body, then the next question would be tigyasu. Then, what will be my next position? What kind of body I am going to get? That is interesting. But nobody has this intelligence, and he is passing as pandit. Big, big professor, they say, Swamiji, after death everything. I went to Moscow, there is a big professor, Potovsky, Indology professor. So we had some talks. He does not believe transmigration of the soul. And he's a learned scholar. And everywhere will find that. The same atheistic philosophy, Rinam Kritchyadvitam Vivek, Javad Jive Sukham Jive, Vasi Bhutasya Devasya Kutapuna Raghavana. Yeah, enjoy life. Now I have no money. Rilankritta Jutambi. Beg, borrow, steal, bring ghee, and prepare nice preparation and enjoy. Rilankritta Jutambi. Javajjive Sukhambi. So long you live, enjoy. And I will become indeterred, then I will act sinfully. Yeah, Vasi Bhutasya Devasya Kutra Punaragam. Your body will be burnt and everything to me. This philosophy. But Krishna says, Nahanate Annavane Sarire. The body is bad, don't think that you are bad. You are living. Tathane Ahantaram Prati. Who is caring for? Nobody cares. And still they are passing as pandit, philosopher, scientist. This is the misfortune of the present civilization. A person who is equal to Gokhara, he is the teacher, he is the philosopher, he is the leader. Andhāyathān bhīru paniyavāna sīpī satantrā hundhām nibadhyā nati vidhūsād gatim vishnu murāsvayājī vahirattamānīra. People are running like anything in the street. Bhairattamani. They are thinking that this civilization, having nice roads and streets and number of cars and running here and there, this is Bhairattamani. And they do not know what is the goal of life. And if you ask the goal of life, what is the goal of life? After death, everything is finished. Let me enjoy. Dinam Gitta. Beg, borrow, steal, bring money and enjoy. Tata Dehantara Prapti, if by his activities he is going to be a lower animal next life, then what is the value of his so much business and activities? Therefore they do not believe in it. Close the eye. Never mind, what is the danger in fraud?
It is convenient for them to... Yes.
Not convenient, foolishness. A rabbit, when there is some big animal, he closes his eyes. He thinks there is no danger. That does not mean he is out of danger, he is little. So simply by concocting that there is no life after that, will not be escaped. Then Bhagavad Gita is false. Tathati hantaram prati. Then there is no need of studying any literature, basic literature. The hantara prati, Krishna is giving evidence. Dina svinda thade ko mara jorvanam jara. This is the hantara prati. I was not this body in the beginning. I was a very jubilant child like this. Where is that body? That body is not existing. It is a divine body, dehantara prati. So why they do not believe? Dehantara prati. And the same soul who possessed a child's body, young man's body, boy's body, now I've got the old man's body. So Dehantara is there. And I am still. I remember I was a child. I was lying down on the lap of my elder sister. I remember still. But where is that body? It is a different body. This is Dehantara Prati. I am the same man. Was lying down on the lap of my elder sister, and now I am differently situated. The body has changed. This is the proof. Krishna is giving this proof. Pathade hantara prapti. So if we accept authority of Krishna, and the statement so reasonable and so scientific, then our life is successful. If you don't care for them, let us do our business. But nature is not excuse. Pratityakyamarani gunaikarvani sarvasa ahankara vibhagi. This is simply our false ahankara. He got it. Ah, I don't know. You may do that. But prakriti will take action. Because you are under control of the nature's law. Udhavani badhya. Udhavani badhya. Guru means very hard, tight, or Uru means the thigh, dhammi. By rope, baddha. We cannot transgress the laws of nature. If we willfully transgress, we can do that, but we will have to suffer. If you touch fire, it will burn. It is not excuse that here is a child, he did not know. No excuse. Either a child or in learning. You have touched fire, it must be burned. This is nature. Very strict. Vaivijjhe sāgvanumaye omumāyā duvattaya. karanam guna sangasa, sadasat janma jyonish. Why we have got different bodies? Karanam guna sangasa. As we have associated with the more material nature, we have got different types of bodies. Otherwise, why there are so many varieties of forms? The forms are different, but the, within the form, the soul is one. Which side you saw? Which side?
I only showed this Tirshna Prabhupada, and then everyone can sit on either side of the room, so you can see. So this is
again something. Bias cooperation.
Yes,
it's
a great achievement.
Yeah, it's a shame
but now we are trying in Middle East with the cooperation of Iranians.
Here there will be a film on Ram. are you going to make the public announcement for this temple?
It's announced. Srila Prabhupada's will was sufficient.
It is announced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prithivite Ache Jato Nagura Nigra. As many towns and villages are there on the surface of the globe, this movement is here. Sarvatra Prachara Hai Deva. This is gone. It is already predicted by Sri Chaitanya.
अपने पटेल भाई अभी आए हैं देखो बड़े अच्छे भक्त हैं यू नॉट सीन टुडे द टेंपल बिल्डिंग इज बीन टेकन ओवर
मिस्टर पटेल हैज डोनेटेड ओवर $20,000 फॉर द परचेस ऑफ दैट टेंपल Mr. and Mrs. Patel.
Sandivitya varam tayaga vinase nihate sati. Money will be spent, and it is, if it is spent for good cause, that is the proper intention. Sandivitya varam tayaga vinase nihate sati.
All of the community people here in this room have donated as much as they can and have helped us.
America, we have got the facility for selling books. Contribution, there is, but our main source of income is selling books. We are selling books to the extent of 60,000 dollars daily. We have got other language application. Have we got the German?
We had French Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada, it was sold. We had one German Bhagavad Gita too.
We have published Chinese Bhagavad Gita. Bring it. Translated by one Chinese student.
Since we can return,
can use Japanese but not Chinese.
You're not Japanese?
I was brought up there.
Oh.
There was just a, as good as born there. There was just 6 month baby when I was taken there.
Tokyo?
Kobe.
Kobe. Ah, in Kobe there are many.
Many. 11 years
I had many. Many good Indian problems. There is an Indian association.
Yes.
I have been there.
You are the greatest teacher in recorded history, Prabhupada, because your movement is so well founded in these books, more so than any religious teacher, Muhammad, Buddha, Jesus Christ. Your movement is perfectly founded even during your own lifetime. All your books are perfectly edited by you. This is truly Lord Chaitanya's mercy.
Books mean solid ground. What do you want to preach? It is recorded, not any concocted idea. There is direction by Rupa Goswami. Sruti Sruti Puranadi Pancharatriki Vidhin Vina Vaikantriki Harir Bhakti Utpatayo Kalpa. Without the support of Sruti Smriti Puran, any religious movement for understanding God is simply disturbed. Utpatayo Kalpa. Utpa. That is it. It is the verse I'm given by even that Krishna is God Himself is speaking. He's giving reference to the Vedanta Sutra. Brahma Sutra Padarishtaiva, Etumat Vidhinishtita. So without reference to the basic literature, anything we speak that is, it has no ground. Suti Pramana, this is Vedic culture. Suti Pramana. It must be supported by Suti. Chaitanya Charitamrita will find whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he gives immediately Vedic evidence. Suti Pramana. Then it is solid. So we are trying to present this movement with Suti Pramana. Our Srimad Bhagavatam will be finished in 60 volumes and Chaitanya Charitamrita is already finished in 17 volumes. So altogether, at least we'll have 100 volumes of books, smaller than me, to give Suti Pramana. This is the idea.
Thank you.
many children? You have children?
I have two sons and one daughter.
Two sons?
And one daughter. They have gone to India for
give everyone little, little prasad. Seen our Bombay temple?
Yes, sir.
They are spending out 1 crore.
You seen this Vrindavan?
There we have spent more than 50 lakhs.
This new Vrindavan temple will be the main center of the society where everybody should.
No, this is not one of the centers. We have got one of the two centers. In Australia also, Melbourne. Practically showing how to live our life. In Vrindavan, nobody knows Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Nobody. But the love for Krishna is intense. That is what. Prema puma puma, that is why. You simply become an intense lover of Krishna back in your lives. It doesn't require any education. That is the Vrindavan residence life. They did not know what Krishna is. But it is very loving center of all the residents. And Krishna's wonderful activities were discussed. Nanda Maharaj has spent who suggested? Nanda Maharaj, your son is wonderful. He must be some demigod. He has come to live with us. We did not know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. where it is? Afghanistan from here?
Actually, it's only 1.5 hours. Only? By car?
No, but Kabul is less than. One Afghan gentleman came here. In Afghanistan, there are many domiciles.
Yes. They are originally, we used to live in Peshawar, and they used to work and do business in Kabul, and they lived in Kabul. But then they stayed out there and became Afghans.
After Pakistan?
After Pakistan.
They left Peshawar and went to...
No, they were living there because there was no passport, there was no need of visa, you could anytime come and go. But after... independence of Afghanistan at the same time, they made border, they made a country of their own, and then these people stayed on this side and they became Afghans. There are about 5-6,000 people who are Hindus but have Afghan passports. They have got a beautiful temple there.
Okay.
Oh yes.
In Kabul?
Yes, beautiful temple, the Gurdwara, and there are many Sikhs also there.
Now, why not the beautiful temple here?
Yes.
Is there an objection?
No.
I suppose not, because there's already Gurdwara here. There shouldn't be any.
There's no objection, there's no restriction from the government.
To make a nice temple.
First we need a land.
Huh?
First we need a land.
Take that land. Then you told me.
Yes, we need a piece of land.
Why please? Take a big land.
Yes.
Make something gorgeous.
Yeah.
Krishna is not poor. Although he likes to live in the village. But he is not as his own.
Here the land prices are
never mind,
five times what they are in America.
Huh?
Five times what they are in New York.
Yeah?
The price of land here in Tehran is five times what it is in New York.
Acha?
Yes.
Highest, most highest in the world, next to probably Tokyo.
Yes.
Why?
The house which you have seen today is worth $2 lakhs. In $2 lakhs, you can have a palace in America.
No.
But with $2 lakhs here, you have to have all $2 lakhs completely in your hand before you can step into this house. Over there, with $2 lakhs, you step into the house, a palace of $1 million.
Disgusting.
Our Los Angeles temple, what we pay?
$225.
$225,000. But it must be a gorgeous place. Beautiful, huge.
Land must be very large. Oh, yes, land.
Yeah. And what was the down payment for that?
I paid 50,000.
50,000. Here, the down payment means the total payment. You have to pay everything.
And land is so small.
Yes.
Must be very small.
So the land is only 260.
226 meters.
226 meters.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
That is a convenient place for the future we can take it.
But we expect that in 1 or 2 years' time, the prices of land will come back to normal. Or at least there will be some place available out of town at a reasonable price. When that happens, I think...
I don't think that will happen.
There's no other
way.
Thank you, there will be something around. That is 10, 15 years.
The capacity of pounding is really much, and it's increasing.
But now, you know, people are taking the advantage. The one who is selling now, he's going to America. He says, let me collect this $2 lakhs, go and buy in America. Why should I buy here? So,
they have any immigration?
Yes, he must have taken immigration, and then he is going to America. His son or daughter must be there. All Iranians have daughters and sons in America or Europe. So,
what is the reason?
Reason is because from the last 15 years, the education was a big problem here, and the government needed people to get educated. So they gave a lot of facilities that people should send their children out to get educated. Yes. So everybody who could have some money or he could afford it, he sent his children to America, London, Paris, Germany. Very few in Switzerland, but they are full in Germany, they are full in London, they are full in America. They are the four places where everybody... In London, you walk everywhere on the street and you can hear
everything. Thank you very much. Sadhaja Sakanti Ji, please.
I think you got that from selling the part of it.
That extra.
Oh.
He brought from India, seminar. At that time, the exchange was 4 rupees a ton. And they would not allow to take more than 40 rupees. That is a need. So I wanted to sell one set of books to the captain, Mr. Pandey. So he gave me $20 in exchange. 3 books.